it's my great pleasure to welcome Joe Hannon, who is the City of Palmer City Manager. Welcome, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Nice to have you here for
it
another
nice
edition.
Nice sunny morning.
Inside the city. Talk about rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Well, actually, it's light outside, and with the snow reflecting, it's even lighter. You were here a while back, and since that time, the city has moved along, doing a variety of things. What would you like to focus on today?
Would love to talk about economic development, one of my favorite topics in town.
Okay, let's have at it. So,
let's start out with, what is economic development? Let's start really basic here.
Okay. Well, very basically, it's about jobs, it's about businesses, and it's about community identity.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And so you've got economic development. I know you've been thinking about it, and you've been thinking about it in several areas. Like the downtown comes to mind first off. What kind of economic development is thought about for the downtown?
Yeah, I think that what's important is when you talk about economic development, and whether it's for just residents or people thinking about coming here, it's defining what do we think we are as a community. So therefore, what are we looking for to help and either bring in or grow? And downtown is one of, I think, five parts of our economic and our, you know, lifestyle identity for the city. And we can talk about all of them, but I think that the downtown, the government center that we have, both state, borough, nonprofits, the airport, large retail, and fairgrounds. And this is different than other areas in the borough. But in the downtown specifically, this is a lot about what we define ourselves and what I think we strive for as a community of a small town feel, regardless of how large we are, of a downtown area that's very walkable, very important. So we're not about cars and driving to places and then getting out. We're still a destination, so some people drive here, but the focus is to put people and commerce and culture and jobs, primarily government and retail, in our downtown area. And that's what we've been pretty much since we started, and you know, a little bit of pre-colony days, but particularly after the colony, of setting up that says everything is right here. And so we've been doing a lot of things to encourage that, and there's some exciting things going on in that.
Like what?
Well,
that was a perfect lead-in there.
So, I mean, first, in terms of looking at the downtown of what people, over just the last couple years, have made some major investments. There's some changes and real positive things. You look in the downtown area, and you see a lot of renovation of old buildings. So it's that, you know, continuing the character of the small town, taking some buildings that could use some renovation and doing that. And it's all been two or three local builder, developer, owners, you know, hometown men and women that have done that along the Main Street. One thing that's in the downtown that has also contributed to that, but it's a different area of focus, is the large retail, obviously with the Fred Meyer and all the changes that are coming there. But other things that are happening and that we're real excited about is we're looking forward to the map-made property privately being redeveloped with Bill Ingleson, who owns there are six property owners on that map-made block, but Bill's looking at mixed use, which means that typically a three-story building, this is what fits into our master plan and our codes, and having commercial on the bottom floor and two floors of residential. But one of the exciting parts of this, of what he's exploring and working on, and we're working in partnership with him to facilitate this, is adopting the theme of colony architecture that's similar to the borough's administration building and the ale house across the street, but of of creating that, again, walkable, that people can live here, work, and then creating some excitement about a more of a almost 24-hour activity in the downtown area. We have some just wonderful restaurants and activities. We want to get more. But having places where people can live, work, recreate, which is common to a lot of places, but for us, of just building on what we have. And so that's exciting.
Right. And I would say what we have is really special, because when Mike and I travel outside, we find that we have to do a whole lot more driving to do things. And we're used to being in Palmer. We have the luxury of living close to downtown, and finding it, the walkable stuff, is really important to us. And we miss it often when we travel, in the lower 48 in particular.
That's why we can tell our young people, yes, you can come home again. And now the downtown also fits into another area of economic development to try to bring some of those young people back, or ones that grow here. And that's that part of the downtown vision, or some of the initiatives, is growing business, particularly in the digital world and the world of cyberspace, of, you know, finding the local young person or middle age or reinventing person that can create the next app for Facebook or for Zappos or for Uber in the Valley. And it's bringing those people together and offering places where they can interact with other people that have the similar interests, and then bring outside, you know, outside meaning they still be community, but Alaskan investors to help them. And this last week, or this week, we saw the soft opening of one that I think is, you know, it's the face of the future for Palmer and hopefully the whole borough, and that's the shared workspace. They call it the Annex, and it's two business owners that are SDG engineering that have created a space where people can come together, interact, and do things like creating new applications and new businesses.
Why don't you, for a minute, for people who may not know, to say, talk about what shared office space is, because I know you're very familiar with it.
Well, shared office space is, you know, as it's described, it's a building that has space for people. I mean, it needs to be attractive to bring people there, but it's most of all, it's about a culture of what happens inside the walls. And they've built a very nice facility here, and it's very usable. And it has large open spaces where people can access fiber networks, but it can access other people to work on ideas, and you drive events there. This is where government and nonprofits can play a role of facilitating private effort, and it always is most successful if it's private. But what happens there is you might have young people coming out of the high schools, or coming out of Matsu College or UAA, where they come together, they meet other people that have interest in coding or interest in ideas, and they can sit and work with some guidance and feedback on those new applications. They, well, gee, there was a Zappos some other place. How can we do it here? Or identify applications that are very Alaskan and very Palmer, of solving problems with digital. That's what a space provides, is an opportunity.
Right. So it's a space that provides meeting spaces, but also places for conferences, all the facility, all the structural things, infrastructure you need to have a business.
Yes.
And so instead of working at home by yourself, you're working in this shared space where it's in the mix that innovation happens.
Absolutely. And
okay.
It's critical to bring other expertise and do events. Anchorage is what we look as a model of some of the things that they've done there, but specific things of us tying to national programs and other Anchorage programs, like Startup Weeks, where entrepreneurs come bring their ideas and test them, and things like Hackathon, which brings people that are in the coding industry that we have in the community.
Well, yeah, that go to Anchorage for hackathon.
And that go to Anchorage, and we want to keep them here and can work on problems and solving them here.
And we might have a maker fair, too, then?
That's the sure hope, yes.
Okay.
We're thinking big.
Okay. Good. So that covers sort of the downtown area and sort of broadening out to, like, there's what's not in your list, obviously, to me, but it's probably embedded, are we have a lot of, we have our industrial park, and we have a lot of, you know, not a lot, but we have some industries here that are very successful.
We do, and the industrial park and the existing business that we have here are very important, and we have some very unique Alaskan-grown businesses, and it's not lost on us to support what they have mm-hmm. and to help to grow. There's a number of businesses, but things like TerraSound, you know, jump up and saying that this is a business that is internationally known, but based right here, that takes local students, helps them get through the high school program, the college, and brings them back for jobs, but needs things like infrastructure of broadband, for example. Mm-hmm. So that becomes one of the areas that we work on to support them. Mm-hmm. There are other businesses here that do some manufacturing and high-tech manufacturing. We want to support them, mm-hmm. Be able to get their products in and out, being able to interact with right. with other people, including entrepreneurs for them.
So, right, cool.
You're right.
Thank you. Yeah, so in the airport, I think with all the talk that's been going on lately about the airport, I hope people are starting to realize what an industrial driver that is for Palmer. There are a lot of industries out there.
There are both industries and services. You know, we realize it's a general aviation airport, so it's not a Ted Stevens, and it never will be a Ted Stevens. But it does provide one, just a very important link that if we ever were to have a disaster, an earthquake, the length of that runway is a huge attribute that we can bring in larger aircraft to help in that. Well, when we're not in the disaster mode, just in business side, that airport length and having something that is serviced and kept snow-free is very important for other businesses that come in here, both of sending supplies and people up to the slope from here. You see those DC-3s and DC-4s coming in, but not infrequently you see Learjets come in here.
Right.
And they bring corporate executives, they bring life-saving organ transplants that come out there. And so what we're trying to do is encourage that or to assist them, facilitate this. But beyond that, there's some just real exciting things that are happening. We've relocated a couple of businesses there. We're hoping in May that a company will make an announcement of construction of up to 4 major hangars there. And bringing aviation service plus an education component to the airport. And, of
cool.
course, Forest Service, and with all the cuts statewide, may take an increasingly important and active role, depending on cuts that happen elsewhere
right.
in the state.
And there's now food service
there
out at the airport.
There is food. We're excited. So trying to take care of the little details, and that's 2 sisters and a grill. It's a food truck that has been in and out of Palmer for a while. They operate out of Eco River, and they set up this week for their first service at Hagelin. So we're very excited. Now it's an early season for fires, unfortunately, and the Forest Service is starting to bring their people. Well, easily we can have 200 or 300 people just in their operation at the airport, plus the people there permanently. And we think that we hope that this is a sign of the future of having food service, an expanded food service at the airport.
Right. Although if you're at the Forest Service, you're at the north end of the airport, and Two Girls in the Grill is at the south end, or at least they were when I saw them.
But they're movable.
They are movable. And fortunately, we're a walkable community.
Right. That's pretty far.
Well, those young Forest Service fighters are pretty fit.
Yeah.
So thinking about walkable and all the rest of it, I know that there's been some initiative recently around developing trails.
Yes.
And
We're veering from his talking points, Mike.
That, you know, the trails fits in with the whole livability of the downtown.
Sure. Right.
So it's not just about what businesses you have here. It's about creating and maintaining a culture. Mm-hmm. And a big part of that is outdoors. It's walkability, it's fitness, and that fits into the trails. We're part of, you know, we're very intense and dense residential area, but one of the wonderful things about Palmer is that in minutes we can be out into you know, the majestic, you know, outdoors. But what we're trying to do is, in partnership with the Matsu Trails and the Borough, of now connecting the many trails that we have now with this larger network. And there are groups all over the valley that are doing this, but some of the areas that we're looking at to make connections are, the first one is connecting the Matsu River and the river trail system out to Lazy Mountain. And that was part of an initiative that we've now been given the go-ahead or the approval of the first phase of funding by the federal government through the state to work on acquiring three parcels adjoining the Matsu River Park that will then allow for a continuous trail to Lazy Mountain. We have a master plan for trails that will connect the downtown area and the borough center there off of Gilkana over to Cope Industrial, and that'll go through the old UAF property and Arboretum. So those plans are in place, and we're seeking other funding. And then we're asking for help, but we're going to try to enhance the social trail that goes from the Brittany Estates area over to the Crevasse Trail. And so we're looking for help and partnership. And we're finding those partnerships.
Great. I walk around town a lot with my dogs, and the one trail I really want, or sidewalks, it's not even trails, is the airport way. You know, it's like if you want to walk down to the river and you go from Gilkana and you turn on that little, is it Evergreen to Airport Way? Mm-hmm. Those are both two-lane roads with not much shoulder that a lot of people walk and drive on.
Right.
Because you can do a little loop with the Glen Highway, and it's quieter than walking along the Glen Highway there in that stretch.
And that's another part, and who will now, we're going to get some extra help as a community help us work on that, is that the city council about 2 weeks ago created a park and recreation and cultural arts commission. Mm-hmm. So we're still seeking members now. You can get an application either to come into City Hall, but you can go online and fill out an application. And the mission of that group will specifically be to look at our trail plan and to find other volunteers, find other money sources, you know, and foundations and federal government and occasionally the state when we can do it, but to make these connections and prioritize where our trails are and then get the buy-off of the city council.
That's great. Okay. So let's see, in terms of your other economic development, we've got, do you want to talk about fairgrounds or government center next?
Well, we can, you know, the government center is very important. The borough, you know, has been here. You know, I mean, the city was here first and then the borough, and we value both the services, the facilities, and the people that inhabit the borough and the wide range of services available, in addition to state services, and primarily with the legal center and corrections in that part, that the people that are there, they generate a lot of money for economic development and the spending that they do locally. They bring a tremendous intellectual capital and volunteer spirit that they have from their vocations, you know, spreads out throughout the community. Mm-hmm. And very recently, over the last couple of years, really over the last 12 months, we've seen an increase in the number of professional services like engineering, architectural, and different kinds of engineering services locate here as they are attracted to the borough and the different kinds of capital projects. And that's very, very important and very much the identity of the city. So we're excited. We want to attract others that we can in those areas that still are looking for places to consolidate. We want to help the people that are here facilitate, make their area and their facilities, traffic in and out, and their experience a real positive thing, too.
Right. So. Well, that's an interesting point about the government center, is that having all those government facilities here, the borough and the state, attracts as businesses that need to deal with them. So
yes.
I've been aware of all the lawyers who have offices around the borough building or over mm-hmm. around the state buildings. But I hadn't thought about the engineering buildings or other businesses that want to be near the government buildings because they interact with them a lot.
And the borough's been very proactive, the assembly, with in the last year, for example, they passed a preference that's provided in bidding for professional services, architect, design, engineering, that have a physical presence in the borough.
Mm.
So that encourages, when competition becomes so tight between these groups for capital projects, that someone from Anchorage now, if they don't have a physical presence, they're at a competitive disadvantage. And so that's resulted in a number of people who come here. So we applaud the borough of thinking that way. There's, put Alaskan jobs first. Well, we've gone that one extra step and saying for those projects and the growth and the related projects around that growth, we're going to use borough-based businesses.
Interesting. That's great.
Yeah.
And so fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds. We all know about it once a year and the wonderful fair and, the identity of the fairgrounds in Palmer. It is a major for the city of Palmer and clearly for the whole valley, but it's a major economic engine. And they just recently released a report about the financial impact to the state and to the borough, but specifically to Palmer. And in activities around the city, they're the third largest area of funding to the city. Clearly, our largest one is retail. That means a lot of different things, from big box or from large retail like Fred Meyer to all the restaurants and that. But then the fairgrounds on their the time of fair week, that they bring in tremendous amount of sales tax and job dollars, and then related kind of trickle down around the community.
Sure.
But
sure.
They also, throughout the year, have events, and we're encouraging them to have more, mm-hmm. where it can be a year-round draw from people out of state, but also people from Anchorage and other parts of Alaska to come in here and mm-hmm. Have their meetings and do the special events and
right.
see things like, when the campfire comes in and does their large gathering there. That brings a lot of money to the area and people to see our community.
It's exciting.
So we can show it
it's
off.
It's exciting,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the summer there with the equestrian events and the dog shows and the agility events, and it's like seems like there's something many weekends, I won't say every weekend, that have people camp there in the fairgrounds
yep.
doing their thing with whatever.
And there's two really exciting initiatives that they're working on that we think will have long-term, very, very positive impacts, both in economic activity, but also in quality of life. And that's the further evolution and growth of the gathering place there for Alaskan Natives.
Uh-huh.
That we want to honor that and connect to our to our tradition here with the Alaskan Native peoples, but it's bringing the people, and we get a chance you know, how fortunate from Palmer to go out there and see all this. And we hope that that will be year round. The other one is their planning, you know, in moving forward on covered amphitheater that, you know,
that
expanding the area so that so many of the performance groups that now we're realizing of how important it is to have a second venue to Anchorage to the Massey Theater, you know, now you'll have a performance one night in Anchorage, maybe at the Atwood, and then you come out here.
Mm-hmm.
We now get to see that. Well, the amphitheater is just going to enhance that,
right,
of having other venues for people to bring even new acts to Alaska.
Wow.
Exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
So, and this is something the city's working on, and I know collaborating with local businesses, and you've got the Board of Economic Development sort of working with this. How do they fit in?
Well, all of this, the idea is that government is to, at least in Palmer government, is to facilitate and to go alongside, you know, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and other organizations like the fairgrounds, but we can't do it by ourselves and shouldn't. So we have just a whole series of volunteers that help on this. The Board of Economic Development is a really good example of, with Lamar Anderson as their chair, of bringing people together from different interests, downtown, airport, industrial, high tech, and the schools, mm-hmm, and bring them together to talk about setting a vision, and then just getting other volunteers that are involved with that. Another major, I mean, clearly one of the biggest engines in the valley is our school district.
Right.
And their connection to business and creating new business just can't be, mm-hmm, you know, overemphasized. And they have programs like business partnerships where they will work in a very a simple way of a one-page contract where the business and the school sees how the two can help each other. And it's not just to all give to the district. It's about getting young people in places like these shared spaces or an opportunity to meet other people that, mm-hmm, may be doing gaming or applications. Mm-hmm. It's about doing having opportunities for students to get work experience, mm-hmm, job, mm-hmm, shadowing, and also of things like doing community service projects. So,
oh, okay.
We could talk for hours about this.
I know, and Mike just gave me the one-minute warning. So do you have any closing thoughts? We've covered a lot in the last area.
We have, and there's a lot of other areas. I mean, we clearly, as Palmer, we do support things like the borough's project out with McKinsey and some of the rail to create that area of jobs. We're looking for partnerships continually within different entrepreneurships and helping us do things like expanding the broadband capabilities here. And we're looking very specifically some volunteers of people that are retired or have had businesses that can come back here because we would like, with Small Business Administration, create a SCORE chapter of retired executives to help our businesses.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Joe Hannon, Palmer City Manager, for talking about all the economic development activity and ideas that are going on in the city of Palmer. This has been another edition of Inside the City. Mike Malefsky and Lee Henriksen with our guest Joe Hannon. Thank you.